Cette entrevue est une présentation d'Investissement Renaissance.
My name is Ignacio Sosa. I'm the Director of Product Solutions at Double Line Capital. Buying securities that are, say, like a 30-year U.S. Treasury, which is yielding a little over 2.5%, doesn't sound to us to be very attractive. You're much better off if you want to stick with government risk only to buy these TIPS, the Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. So that's, we think, a better way of recognizing that rates could go up, inflation could go up, and not take the risk of going much further out on the duration scale at very low yields. This is a very dangerous time to be doing that. The level of yield that an investor is getting per year of duration is almost at the lowest of all time. So you're getting paid less and less and less to take on more and more risk. And that only makes sense if you believe that interest rates are going to stay this way or fall from here forever. We don't think that. We think interest rates in the United States have seen their lows, and that the 10-year U.S. Treasury is likely to see a 2% rate towards the end of this year and then go up steadily, gradually, but up. Part of what's going on in the marketplace, in the securitized space, is that banks, as a result of greater regulation in the United States, are withdrawing or retreating from many of these markets. So I'm thinking, for example, the commercial mortgage-backed securities market. There's quite a bit of commercial real estate loans that are coming due, have come due this year, coming due in the next year, and the banks are unable to really to renew these loans, or to, in the case of a new bank, a new lender, to make a new loan because of Dodd-Frank and other regulations. And so these are very attractive securities. They generally, you're lending about 70% of the value of a building. So there you have, you know, quite a bit of room for the building to come down in price if it were to come down in price, and you would still be protected. And given that the commercial real estate prices fell quite substantially in 2008 and have risen to near their old levels only in key cities like New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco, you know, the United States has commercial real estate in many other cities that are still, you know, way below their highs. So we think that this is a very attractive asset class. And in the case of the mortgage-backed securities that I mentioned before in residential homes, here, these are loans that were extended prior, mortgage loans that were extended prior to the crisis. So they have survived the worst already. So the only thing that would really impact them going forward is a dramatic recession, much higher unemployment, a much greater fall in housing prices. But for housing prices to fall substantially from here, since they haven't recovered to 2007 levels in a lot of markets, you would need quite a bit of shock to the system, particularly in the form of much greater unemployment. And we are not forecasting a recession in the near term. So we think that these mortgage-backed securities offer very good value, and they are particularly attractive because, for one thing, they have less sensitivity to interest rates, and for another thing, they have proven to be quite resilient even when credit products like corporate bonds fell out of favor last year up until February. In the case of residential mortgages, these were pretty stable. Commercial real estate yields have gone up a bit, but mostly because of the banks retreating, not because of any other reason. So they're proven to be more resilient than corporate bonds, and we think offer a much better risk-return profile than corporate bonds.